Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And before I get to my first guest, I have the marketing and communication specialist for that chamber. I have Kate Rodriguez on the phone. Kate, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, glad to be here.
Hey, Kate, thank you so much for calling in. How's it going today so far?
Good.
Great. Well, again, I appreciate you calling in. If people, for some reason, have not joined the Harford County Chamber of Commerce yet, Kate, can they do so like today or is it too late?
Yes. So any business or organization operating in Harford County or doing business in Harford County can sign up to be a member at any time. You can head over to harfordchamber.org and fill out the membership application. And if you don't know if you would like to become a member or not yet, you can reach out to us at any time and we can answer any questions that you might have.
And they can reach out through that website, harfordchamber.org?
Yep, harfordchamber.org, and you can give us a call at 410-838-2020.
Great. Well, if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/WHGM Gold, we post a little bit ago that direct link and a direct link to your actual Facebook page so they can find more information that way. So just go to facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So anything coming up, Kate?
Yeah, so we're very excited about our 10th annual mini golf fundraiser. Mm-hmm. That's coming up on May 25th, and the funds from that go directly to scholarships through our education foundation. So you can sign up for your team of four to play mini golf over at Mountain Run Mini Golf in Falston. And if you don't want to play mini golf, you can also just go out to dinner at Texas Roadhouse that evening and just mention that you're there for the Harford County Chamber of Commerce fundraiser. And the funds from that will also go to the scholarship.
Oh, they just go to what restaurant?
Texas Roadhouse in Falston on May 25th.
And they just tell them the funds go toward you guys?
Yep.
So when it comes to the golf, is there a cutoff time for people to sign up?
There is not, but you're going to want to make sure and try and sign up as soon as possible because we do have a limit on teams. Mm. I believe we have less than a dozen teams left currently. So you can head over to harfordchamber.org and sign up under the event, or you can give us a call and we can register you that way as well.
And what was that number again, Kate?
410-838-2020.
So with today being Saturday, can they call that today or should they wait till Monday?
You should wait till Monday. Business hours are 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
All right, great. So just call that number coming up on Monday morning. And for more info, go to harfordchamber.org. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. All right, so the marketing and communications specialist for the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, Kate Rodriguez, I want to thank you so much for calling in this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin, for all that WHGM does for our community and our chamber members. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm glad you could help. Thanks again, Kate. Take care.
Me too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And my actual first guest this morning is Patrice Riccardi, the Senior Director of Business Development for Freedom Federal Credit Union. Patrice, are you there?
Thank you, Justin, and so great to be with you today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in. Of course, you guys are with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right, Patrice?
That's correct. Actually, have been a longtime partner with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, almost 40 years now. Really amazing. I've been with the chamber since joining Freedom 10 years ago, and really has been such a wonderful partner in helping me get acclimated to Harford County as a new resident and really learn to meet the businesses and become and develop some real long-term business partnerships in the community.
So if a new business is listening or a business has been around for a while, you would recommend to them to check out what the Harford County Chamber of Commerce has to offer, Patrice?
Certainly. Harford County Chamber was instrumental in helping me build my book of business. And even if you're a long-term chamber member, but possibly a new employee for a business that's been a long-term chamber member, there's so many opportunities the chamber offers that you might be unaware of. So definitely reach out to the chamber if you're an existing or considering a new membership. And they are just the best in helping you acclimate yourself to the community, to the business, and really meet people that can help you build your book.
Absolutely. You get to meet these people you might not normally meet with these networking opportunities. So that's why if you do want more information, like I mentioned earlier, you can go directly to their website, harfordchamber.org. To make it simple, a little bit ago, we shared that link on our Facebook page with a direct link to their actual Facebook page as well. Just go to facebook.com/WHGM Gold. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. So the direct website for Freedom Federal Credit Union is freedomfcu.org. And for those that might not have heard of that, can you explain, Patrice, what that is briefly?
Sure. Freedom Federal Credit Union has been a credit union in Harford County almost 70 years now. We started in 1953, actually as Metcom, Aberdeen Proving Ground in Edgewood. And since then, actually, We modified our charter because initially we were only working with the military, and we modified our charter, I believe, in 1990 so that we can work with anybody in Harford County as a community chartered credit union. And very exciting news as of March of this 2020, this fun year that we've had, we actually expanded to Baltimore County.
They not only help with personal loans and personal accounts, they do stuff with businesses. So that's why you're the senior director of business development with Freedom Federal Credit Union, right?
That's correct. And as a credit union, we are a cooperative. So we're very different from a commercial bank. We are a credit union. So there's usually an affiliation for you to join a credit union. Ours is, as long as you live in the community of Harford or Baltimore County, you can be a member. The beauty of a credit union is a credit union is not for profit. So there's really not going to be fees at all with a credit union, minimal if any. So even if you're a consumer and interested in joining and might have some needs from a financial standpoint, be it checking, savings, or mortgages, car loans, we can help you. And we have a full suite of business services available for our business partners.
And when you join, you own part of that credit union, right?
Justin, I can tell you're a credit union person yourself. Yes.
I am, with Freedom Federal Credit Union.
Thank you so much. We so appreciate your business. And whether you have a dollar or $1 million, as a credit union member, you all have the same voting share. So it doesn't matter how much you have in the credit union, you all have an equal vote as a credit union member. Actually, Freedom Federal member, be it consumer or business people in the community. So we really watch out for our members, for our businesses, and trying to give them the highest rates available for savings, the lowest rates available for lending, and we stand tall as a partner in the community. One factor that really differentiates Freedom is our Empower checking account, where our members earn up to 3% interest in a checking account, and that is unheard of anywhere. Happy to answer any questions should anybody be interested, but remember, 3% interest in your daily checking account balance.
Wow, that's unheard of. So go to freedomfcu.org for more info on that as well.
Thank you. Yes.
So since you're the senior director of business development, if a small business is listening, you can work with them, right? They don't have to be some big business. It can be a small mom and pop shop. And how would they get started, Patrice, if they need to reach out for regarding a loan or maybe a mortgage on a new place or something like that?
At Freedom Federal Credit Union, we are very personal in our services. So I'm going to say, initially, they can reach out to me directly, and I'll take care of them, answer their questions, and direct them accordingly. They can certainly also go on to the Freedom Federal website and be connected with our member services number, which is a toll-free number 24/7, where our financial service representatives stand tall, ready to help and also answer questions. Happy to leave my phone number at the end of the segment, and certainly the member services number, because we are a partner. We take this very seriously, and we really want to personalize what we do to answer the questions our members might have in order to direct them to the best service that makes the most sense in their situation.
And they can find that number directly on the website, freedomfcu.org. And like I said earlier, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We're going to have a direct link to get you to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. Click on there and they'll have access to your stuff for more information. And how are you guys operating now during COVID? Is it just by appointment? Is it as long as you wear a mask? Or how would that get started, Patrice?
Another great question. Right now, we are appointment only. And more available drive-through service is a full-service window in our normal business hours, which is 9 to 5. Saturday, we are 9 to 12. We have 5 branches in Harford County. We've actually just signed a lease for our new location, which is down in White Marsh off Honeygold Boulevard. And we expect that branch to be opening sometime this fall. So we're very, very excited about that. Appointments have been working great. And just like everybody, we can Zoom, we can have a personal call, we can set up an appointment for a face-to-face, we can help you in the drive-through. Our members have been wonderful, and they've been very happy with our responsiveness during COVID, even through our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week call center.
So you said you guys open up at 9 a.m. on Saturday, so you're getting ready to open up a little bit. So if someone reaches out to you, are they able to contact you today, or is it one of those where they would leave a voicemail and you'll get back to them on Monday?
Typically, you can call me and I will answer the phone. I publish my cell phone and make myself available to the people that have questions and are interested to ask questions. So either way, they can go through their member services number, ask for me directly, and they'll connect them. Or you can just talk to the member services person directly, because we're open 7 days a week because we want to be there when our members have time, have the direction to ask questions.
So what is your direct number, Patrice?
My number is 410-952-3374, and that's direct to me. And happy to ask any questions that I might that'll help our community, our businesses, our residents really make the best of their current situation.
Repeat that number one more time.
Happy to. 410-952-3374.
And so people can reach out basically for a free consultation. Like if I'm not really sure if this is the right fit, or if I want to know if maybe you guys have a loan to help me out and I need a loan, especially during these hard times, they can reach out to you. And that's kind of a free consultation, Patrice?
That certainly is. And you can also call our member services number that's on the website. The member services stands tall and ready to help as well. And they are also available 24/7. And that number is 800-440-4120. Again, 800-440-4120. And they also are extremely helpful and glad to assist.
And again, that number is directly on the website, freedomfcu.org. And like I said earlier, go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGMGold. We're going to have a direct link to get to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. Click on there and they'll have access to there for more information. So Patrice Riccardi, the Senior Director of Business Development for Freedom Federal Credit Union, I want to thank you so much for calling in today to help get the word about some of the things you guys offer. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Justin, and asking everyone to remember we have a full suite of services, from mortgages, car loans, business services, credit card, anything loans. We're here to help the community, and we look forward to working with each and every one of you. Justin, you have a fabulous day, and really enjoy the beautiful spring that we're heading into.
You as well, Patrice. Again, I appreciate you calling in. You take care. Thanks again.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. And make sure you keep it here. We have the second segment of Chamber Chat coming up with Jack Devlin. The business development for Brightstar Business Solutions is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mell. This week's feature chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And my second guest is Jack Devlin, the business development for Brightstar Business Solutions. Jack, are you there?
Yes, sir. Hi, Justin. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure, Jack. How you doing today so far?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Great. Well, I really appreciate calling in. Of course, you guys are with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right?
Yes, we are. And happily so. I've been with the chamber for over 5 years now, and I have been the representative there. I was here 2014 and 2015, and I have been back and active in the chamber again. I've been back with Brightstar since the summer of 2019, and we've kind of started to ramp up our involvement with the chamber again after kind of falling out and realizing that that was not a good move, because it's been very beneficial, the relationships that we have gained and maintained through being a part of the chamber.
So then if a business is listening, or especially a new business getting ready to open up, you would recommend to them to check out the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, Jack?
100%. Yeah, and I am in close contact with many people that are in multiple different chambers. I myself am in multiple networking groups. Harford County is impressive. Their chamber is impressive. The ladies that are in charge and running a lot of the events are impressive. And the connections and a willingness for people to chat outside of the events is second to none, as far as I've seen. So I would strongly recommend it to anybody. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And if you do want more information, you can go directly to their website, harfordchamber.org. To make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGMGold. We'll have a direct link to get you to their actual Facebook page and website. When people click on there, they'll have access to your stuff. So your direct website is brightstarbusiness.com. And for those that might not have heard of that, can you kind of explain what that is, Jack, and what you guys offer?
Yeah, Justin, absolutely. So we are a full-scale marketing company, is what we are. We're celebrating 20 years this month. We've been a local Harford County business since April of 2001, started by Ken Noonkester and one or two members of his family, and they all still work at the company. But over the years, it started as a printing and direct mail company, and over the last 20 years have grown, and we have become a company that really focuses in more than just printing and direct mail. We do a lot of in-house screen printing and embroidery for uniforms, for any type of t-shirt or product that gets a logo on it. So anything that's going to help someone find your business's name, anything that's going to put your name in front of people, hopefully in some sort of useful and memorable way, we want to help with that. We have a team of in-house graphic designers. We have started to look and begin to help people in the digital realm, building SEO campaigns, helping people with social media campaigns and different marketing strategies. We don't want to only have one facet. We don't want to only be able to help direct mail and print. That is how we began 20 years ago. But over the years, we have seen that many customers and many clients and people that really want to market their business, their services, get their name in front of people, are going to need to do that in more than just one way. And so we want to be able to help from start to finish, if we can, where we can. And if we're not the best fit, we want to work with the client that we're building relationships with and help connect them to someone that might be. We might not be the best person for the video work, but we have someone in Northern Baltimore County that's wonderful, or we have a local connection. So we focus on three main verticals: digital marketing, promotional products and apparel, and printing and direct mail, trying to get your name or a business's name in front of the target audience that they're seeking.
So if I'm a business and I'm listening right now, Jack, and I'm thinking, yes, I would like help in getting my name out there to the public, how would I get started? First of all, do you guys have like a centralized location for me to stop by and ask you questions, or is it just online?
No, both are available. So obviously our website is easy. It's brightstarbusiness.com. It's spelled a little funny because it's B-R-I-T-E. It's not B-R-I-G-H-T. So it's brightstarbusiness.com. There's a contact us form. Our phone number's on there. My cell phone number is available to anybody that wants it, 323-810-5989. And we have a location right in Abingdon, directly off the exit for Route 24 off of 95. And we have our production facility there, and also our sales office conference room, a place for us to meet, show hard samples, digital samples, and meet in person and really start brainstorming. It's one of my jobs and one of my most favorite things that I get to do. It's kind of, you know, I like to think about it, and one of the key tags that you'll see on our website is from concept to creation. So just getting together with someone and seeing what they want to do and trying to get some ideas down and then taking that and bringing it to life for someone or for a business. Anywhere from, we helped a woman do 50 business cards for her grandson's Easter basket to, you know, creating a massive mailing for one of the larger healthcare providers, to doing lots of work for University of Maryland Upper Chesapeake Hospital. We want to start from the beginning and take that concept and really create it. And whether you want to contact us online, whether you want to contact us over the phone, or if you want to stop by, we're in the business park in Abingdon, the same business park that Ice World is in. Easy to find, and we're here Monday through Friday.
Okay, so with today being Saturday, if someone reaches out to you guys to call, you'll get back to them coming up on Monday?
Monday morning, absolutely. But if they call my cell phone and it's the right time on a weekend, you might get me, you might not. All depends on, you know, what my wife has on the agenda.
So what was your cell phone, Jack?
323-810-5989.
And then what was the
call or text?
And what was the direct number to the actual store?
410-679-0441. And my extension there is 3020-3020. But feel free to call in 410-679-0441, and that phone will be picked up from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and you can get whatever you need.
And the number, like you said, is directly on the website, Brightstar, B-R-I-T-E, brightstarbusiness.com. And to make it simple, go to our page on Facebook right now at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We're going to have a direct link to get to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. And how are you guys operating now? Is it just by appointment, or as long as someone has a mask and they're socially distant and that type of thing?
Yeah, no, you can stop by. As long as you have a mask and you're abiding by, you know, what the state's asking and the county's asking, we'd love for you to come by.
And then if I do swing by and I'm not really sure, and again, I just need help getting the word out about my business, you guys will offer like a free consultation? Do I have to pay to pick your brain, Jack?
No cost to pick our brains, especially not mine. The more brain picking, the better. You know, I think I would rather build a relationship, with someone and help them, even if the work doesn't stay in-house. That's really how we feel and how I operate. I really do just want to be helpful and useful. Especially at the beginning, it can take some time to really start getting some ideas down. And that time at the beginning to start is not something that we want to bill you for. We want to help. And obviously, hopefully, we can build a relationship together. But no, you do not need to pay to walk in our door. There's no cost to speak with us. Nothing like that. Absolutely not.
And if they do prefer, people can just reach out directly on the website and type a question that way, right?
Yes, sir. Contact us. There's a form. We'll ask you a couple of questions, who you are, what you are, and then there's a space for you to just let us know what you're thinking. That will come directly to me, and you will be responded to within 24 hours at the most. Usually it's more within a couple.
So there's a reason why you have celebrated now. How long? 20 years?
20 years. Same location. Yes, sir.
Wow. 20 years now you've been around. So there's a reason why you've been supporting local businesses that reason. So again, what's your exact address for people to stop by on Monday to see you?
So we are 1305 Governor Court. That's Abingdon, Maryland, 21009. And it's Suite B. We are the large building behind the building where the CrossFit gym is in. There's a sign out on Governor Court that directs you right on in. And again, if you want to swing by and have any troubles, give our phone number a call and we'll guide you in.
And that number, again, is on the website, brightstarbusiness.com, B-R-I-T-E. To make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGMGold. So, Jack Devlin, the business development for Bright Star Business Solutions, I want to thank you so much for calling in to help get the word about what you guys offer. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you, Justin. I really appreciate the opportunity and your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks again for calling in. You take care. Appreciate it. And make sure you keep it here. We have the third and final segment of Chamber Chat coming up with Anita Brightman, the founder and CEO of Bright Idea Advertising and Public Relations, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the third and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And my third guest is Anita Brightman, the founder and CEO of Bright Idea Advertising and Public Relations. Anita, are you there?
I am. Hi, Justin.
Hey, Anita. Good
happy
morning.
To be with you.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I'm doing well. Happy to be with you to talk about A Bright Idea and our Silver and Shine anniversary.
Great. Well, I really appreciate calling in. Of course, you are with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right, Anita?
I am. I have been a member of the chamber for quite some time, and I think it's certainly something that everyone should do as part of their overarching marketing strategy.
Especially when you're starting out in business, right? You get to meet people you might not normally meet with.
I certainly think that's the case. Meeting people is one component of being part of the chamber. I think, though, the biggest part is that the chamber is our advocate, and that as the business community, they take our collective voices to Annapolis with support for pro-business legislation, and they've been doing that for us for over 45 years.
Especially if your business is going to be involved in the community, you should be involved with this community chamber. So if you don't want more information about them, you can go directly to their website, harfordchamber.org. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGMGold. We'll have a direct link to their actual Facebook page and website. When people click on there, they'll have access to your stuff for more information. So your direct website is abrightideaonline.com. And for those who might not have heard of that, can you kind of explain, Anita, what that is and what you guys are offering?
Sure. So A Bright Idea is a full-service advertising and public relations agency. We do work with nonprofit business, with retail business, and with government clients. We offer advertising and media buying services, public relations support, strategic communications, marketing, video production, photography, web design, social media. Pretty much anything that's related to verbal or visual communication, we have the ability to do that with our team.
So if a business is listening and they go, okay, that sounds like I want that, what's the best way to get started, first of all?
So we usually start with a brainstorming session, talking to clients about their goals and what it is that they're trying to accomplish. Often we will help them develop a communications action plan where we'll identify their business goals. We'll put together key messages for them, different tools and tactics to reach their audiences. And then our team doesn't just write the plan for you, which some communication firms do, but we actually have the resources and the depth with our team to be able to execute whatever type of products the client needs.
Do you offer free consultations for that client? Like, if I'm not sure if you're the right fit, can I reach out with whatever questions, I guess?
Absolutely. We're more than happy to have people reach out to us. They can stop by our office in Bel Air. They can also feel free to give us a call or send us an email. Contact information is on our website, and we can set up a brainstorming session with individuals.
Where in Bel Air are you located?
We actually have a little bit of a campus in Bel Air. Our offices are on Archer and George Street. A lot of folks know us as the houses that have the purple light bulbs. This year, as we're celebrating our 25th anniversary,
wow,
we are hoping in the next few months to actually open the latest building on our campus, which is on George Street, which will house our video production studio in that space.
So there's a reason why you've been around for now 25 years. And how are you guys operating during COVID? Is it by appointment only, or is it as long as someone has a mask on and social distance, or how's that working?
So our office is actually just reopened. We had been closed for the past year with our staff teleworking, but we have returned to the office in April. We have a rotating schedule for our team with folks coming in 2 days a week and teleworking the other three, but someone is in the office every day during the week. We haven't really started having face-to-face meetings with clients yet, although large majority of our staff have been vaccinated, and we expect by this summer that should probably return. So we've been doing a lot of meetings over Zoom or GoToMeeting, sometimes just conference calls.
So you guys are normally open just like Monday through Friday?
Well, we're open whenever the client project requires it. So because we do work with clients internationally, we have to be flexible with the times that we're available. And sometimes things are event driven, like an event that we had just this past weekend for one of our Drug Enforcement Administration clients that we were able to support. So we're there when our clients need us.
So with today being Saturday, if someone's listening and they're interested, should they wait till Monday morning to reach out?
No, it's certainly fine to go ahead and send an email to our web address, and folks are monitoring that and would be happy to get back in touch.
What is that email address?
The email address is info@abrightideaonline.com.
All right. And they can find that directly on your website. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We're going to have a direct link to get to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. And when people click on there, they'll have access to your stuff for more information. So if I just have a basic question and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I would like to have a little video of this, I can reach out to you with just an idea and you can start helping me get that idea going?
Absolutely.
But if I have no idea at all what to do, you can still help me that way too, correct?
We can absolutely help clients determine. One of the things that's interesting about our team is that we will pose questions about what exactly it is that our client is trying to accomplish. They may think, I want to produce a video, but actually doing social media might be a better tool or option for them. So we are going to consult just as much as we are going to produce a product for our client.
And you guys are celebrating 25 years. It's 25 years in that location also, right?
We have been in Harford County for all 25 years. I started the agency at the age of 26 as a home-based business. I live over by C. Milton Wright High School, but we have been over on Archer and George Street for more than 10 years now.
Wow. So again, there's a reason why you've been going strong for that long. So people can send an email. What was that email again today?
It's info@abrightideaonline.com.
And that's directly on the website also, abrightideaonline.com. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. And we'll have a direct link to get to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. Click on there and they're going to have access to your stuff for more information. So what type of clients do you work with, Anita? Is it just like big businesses, or can really anyone reach out to you?
We actually work with a wide variety of clients in the commercial, nonprofit, and government space. We have worked with clients in Harford County, like the John Carroll School, Forest Hill Pediatrics, Smith & Company Dental, Service Engineering, and we're working on a special project right now with the Chamber with Chesapeake Environmental Management. But on the larger scale, we work with clients like the Baltimore Orioles, we're their agency of record. We also do work with Amtrak, with the Wild Horse and Burro Program as part of the Bureau of Land Management, and also a lot of work with the Maritime Administration and Drug Enforcement Administration.
And it's not just you doing this. You have a whole team of people behind you, right?
I do. We have a team of about 40 individuals. The majority of our staff is headquartered at our office in Maryland, in Harford County. But then we also have two offices in California, one in Northern California in Sonoma County, and one in Southern California in Burbank.
Yeah, so there's a reason why you have so many people that you've been around for so long, and people can reach out to help grow their business. And that's what it's all about, to help grow another business. Right, Anita?
That's correct.
So that's why the founder and CEO of A Bright Idea Advertising and Public Relations, Anita Brightman, I want to thank you so much for calling in today to get the word out about what you guys are offering. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Justin.
Oh, my pleasure. And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallon. Until next time, have a great day.